Welcome to this webcast featuring Forward in Christ magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. Transitioning from summer schedules, or lack thereof, to school schedules can be rough. Joining me today to give us some tips to help parents set the stage for a successful school year is Sarah Reich, a licensed professional counselor with Christian Family Solutions. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
First, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your family and maybe something about your family's experience with transitioning into the school year?
Yeah, definitely. We've got kids in grades first through sixth this year going into that. So, to get ready for the school year, one thing we do is, you know, we try to keep, even though summer is a lot more relaxed and we go on vacations and things like that, we do try to keep some structure going through the summer. So we still, you know, have chores they need to do. They still practice instruments. They read every day. You know, we limit screen time so that it's not such a huge, you know, change all of a sudden when school starts. So that's one thing we do. And the other thing we do, I mean, we have tons of fun during the summer doing all kinds of fun stuff. But we also, as we get closer to school, we talk about the exciting and fun things about school too, just to kind of get them emotionally ready and just kind of, you know, go school shopping, meet the teachers, talk about the field trips and the cool things they're going to learn. And so trying to get them excited that way.
That seems like some good ideas.
Yeah.
In general, for families, as they're starting to think about going back to school, what are the first steps? Like, what's the first step that you suggest that they do, especially maybe if they haven't been doing some of the things that your family does along the way?
Right. I mean, if you haven't had too much of a routine this summer, I think that's really one of the most important things to talk about. Okay, what's our routine going to look like in the new school year? So, you know, when is homework going to get done? What's bedtime? You know, or who's going to make the lunches and when are they going to get made? And I highly recommend your children do as much as they can to get ready for their day. My five-year-old was making her lunch last year. They can do it. But when are chores going to get done? That kind of thing. Sit down with them, you know, really kind of go through it so they know what to expect and maybe even practice this new schedule the week before school starts so they're not completely blindsided by it.
Okay. No. So when you talk about your five-year-old making lunches, can you give us examples of how that works? Because that is something that I've always been interested in with my kids, and every year I kind of started a little bit, and I've never had complete success. So I'm curious, like, what the best way is to go about that.
Well, so we basically have a few different of the food staples, and so we say you need to have a sandwich or something hot that we warm up in a thermos. And she knows how to make a peanut butter sandwich. She knows how to make a ham sandwich. And then you need to take a veggie and a fruit, and I cut those up at the beginning of the week so they can just pull those out and put them in, and then you get to pick a dessert. And so we keep it real simplistic, but definitely they do it the night before, so we don't have to worry about it in the morning running around like crazy.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Good tips. All right, so we've talked a little bit about the routine. Mm-hmm. Then what?
And then rest, I really highlight. And two different types of rest I think you want to be aware of. Number one, make sure your kids are getting good sleep through the school year. The research all shows that children 6 through 13 should be getting 9 to 11 hours of sleep at night. So, for example, our kids get up at between 6 and 6:30, not because they need to, just because they do that. We tried to work on sleeping late this summer. It didn't work. So, in that case, they should really be getting to bed by 9 for sure, but we try to aim around the 10 hours, so more like 8, 8:30, that their head's on the pillow and they're falling asleep by that time. The lack of sleep is linked to, you know, behavioral issues, not being able to concentrate or focus in school, and getting sick more often. So it's really important. So physical rest, and then just rest from busyness and craziness. We can do that really well in the summer, maybe have some lazy days, but we got to keep that up into the school year. And so last year, my son was in fifth grade. He could do all these different activities in school, and he wanted to do, you know, band and piano and cross country and soccer, and so we let him because he wanted to, and we realized nope, that did not work. he got really anxious, and anxiety is a lot of times tied to that kind of so many activities. So this year he's doing one activity and one instrument at a time, and that's just for rest for him. He needs to be able to come home some nights and not go anywhere else.
Right.
Same for our family. We need to have nights a week where we have dinner together, where we're not running out to something. Especially if you have multiple kids, you really have to be careful with that. So that rest is important.
Okay, so we have routine and we have rest. Is there anything else that you think is important as we're working on these transitions?
Yeah, I think just the last thing to think about is that, you know, if you're sending your kids to school, to a Christian school or a public school, or even if you're homeschooling them, the most important thing they're going to learn this year, they're going to learn a lot of cool stuff, but it's you know, what God did for them, what Jesus did for them, how much he loves them. And so we need to make sure as parents that they're learning those lessons every day and that we're teaching them. Mm-hmm. So it's great if we can send and have teachers, you know, reinforcing those lessons. But we need to be their primary teachers. And so just like teachers are getting their curriculums ready, like what are you as parents doing? Like, you know, do you have what's the devotion book you might use this year? What kind of songs do you want to sing with your kids? Maybe picking out a Bible verse that's like a motto for the year and reinforcing that all year. But having a plan in mind is just spiritually, what's our spiritual education going to look like in the home?
I think that's fantastic. Thank you. It's such a good idea.
You're welcome.
If you're interested in reading Sarah's full article on this topic or ideas from two other Christian parents, visit Heart to Heart's website at forwardinchrist.net. While there, you can chime in with your thoughts or questions. You can learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.